Well, he is a talented musician whose music you hear on The Morning Blend on a regular basis. And I know he is ready to get back out there and play some songs and bring the faith. He is the lead singer of The Thirsting, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Oberreiter. I feel like I just brought you out on stage.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm ready to perform right now.
All right. Well, I love talking music, so that is fantastic. And, you know, being a music lover like myself, I'm going to start you with a really difficult question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So if I were to tap in to Daniel Oberreiter's music, your phone or whatever you use as your vehicle for music, what am I going to hear?
Oh, that is it. That's a tough one because, you know, it's funny, musicians, a lot of times they don't listen to what they make because they want a break from it. Honestly, I listen to talk radio, and then when I'm done with all that, I go to the classical station.
Hey!
Besides, you know, of course, we're always rocking modern day.
Sure, yeah.
We got to get our Dr. Ray in and all that stuff.
I love it.
But, you know, I'll scroll through the channels, I'll flip through, I might hit a song or two that I like, but if I'm driving, I kind of come back to classical because it's just, I need to clear my mind.
Sure.
Have that peace. So there's your answer.
There you did. Well, I love that. The rock and roller that Daniel Oberreiter is listens to classical music. So, I knew you were a very smart guy. So that just shows it right there. Well, hey, look, at The Thirsting, and I know that you get out there and love to play. You love to do parish missions. The pandemic certainly has put a damper on a lot of those things, but you are ready to get back out there. And I'm so happy to hear that because we need folks like you out there in the churches, bringing the faith, bringing the love, bringing the music. So I got to believe you're chomping at the bit.
Hey, man. Well, I certainly am. It's been a rough last year. I did a total of 2 missions through the pandemic. And of course, those were in different states. But, you know, I just kind of got a sense things are opening up, and I started putting the feelers out to everybody in my contact list. And churches want to open up again and get full capacity and get back to doing ministry. And that's what I'm finding. I'm reaching out to churches. Churches are reaching out to me, and it just really feels like the Holy Spirit's really working, that people need to get back to what we were doing and get on fire for evangelization. And so I'm offering parish missions again, one-day mission concerts that are, they're wonderful for kickoffs for the whole parish, for youth groups and the whole parish all together. And then I'm also doing 4-day parish missions, and these are missions to really help, like, kind of refocus churches.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we can lose our direction, and it sounds funny because it's to be very clear what we're trying to do, but a lot of times churches can kind of lose their focus and parishes, and so my goal with these 4-day missions is to really help churches refocus on what our vision and mission is as Catholics. So, yeah, I'm chomping at the bit to go do that at any church and here in the local area or across the nation.
Fantastic. So let me ask you this. If we were going to go to a Daniel Oberreiter mission, what are we going to see? What are we going to find?
Well, for the mission concerts, those are one-day mission concerts. I'm going to give a talk on the rosary, and I'm going to be playing music, and I'm going to be talking about the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And it's a whole package where people just, they walk away from the evening, and they're inspired to draw closer to our Lord. Oftentimes, if the parish pastor is open to it, we'll also incorporate adoration into it. It's a whole night of renewal for the whole parish. And what I found is I have a formula to really get people in the pews.
Yeah.
And what I found is, you know, we'll fill up whatever size church you guys got, we'll fill it up in general. The church will get filled up.
Right.
And so that's a one-night mission. The four-day missions, that's 4 nights. And what we're really focusing on there is reestablishing our vision and our mission. You know, our vision is to make our towns Catholic. I know that sounds maybe a little bold, but our dream is that our towns would be authentically Catholic. Jesus said, go out and make them Catholic, basically, baptize in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we do that, we make a person Catholic.
You're right.
Whether they know it or not.
I like that.
And so that was Jesus' vision. His dream was that the world would be authentically Catholic. that's the kingdom of God. Right. So reestablishing that vision and then talking about how we really help people become authentically Catholic. I find that people are moved most often to authentic Catholicism, and I define that by embracing all the church's teachings through the Eucharist. When they have a deep encounter with Jesus, I mean, Jesus is really the beginning of our relationship with our Catholic faith, mm-hmm. and God the Father, He is the way, the truth, the life, points us to the Father. He's the Father's Amen. So when we really encounter Jesus, then where is Jesus? We ask that question. Well, he's obviously, he's everywhere, but he's substantially present in the Blessed Sacrament. Mm. So our mission is to draw people close to the Blessed Sacrament. And then, so that's Monday and Tuesday, we talk about our vision and right. our mission. And then Wednesday, I tell everybody, hey, go do the mission. And we have a big adoration prayer night. Everyone's encouraged to invite their family members and friends. You know, I did this up in the diocese of up in Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And we loaded up that place. By Wednesday night, people were on fire inviting their friends and family members to adoration.
Fantastic.
To be with Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, that is great. Daniel Oberreiter, he is the lead singer, founder of the band The Thirsting, and out there doing, wants to get out there more now that the pandemic hopefully is subsiding and do some parish missions. So let me ask you, if folks want to get a hold of you, churches want to have you come in either for a one-night mission or for the four-night mission, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Probably the easiest is to go to my website. It's called comeholdmyson.com. My contact's all up there. You can shoot me an email, fill out a little form, and it'll send me an email. That's the easiest. Comeholdmyson.com. Check Excellent. It out there, and got lots of information there, too.
All right. Comeholdmyson.com, just like it sounds, how spelled, comeholdmyson.com. Now, let me ask you, let's talk music a little bit here, and The Thirsting. You've been doing some new music, writing some new music?
I have been. It's been a little hit and miss, but it's definitely been there. The pandemic has offered that opportunity to write music in between changing diapers.
Well, that's important.
Right. Yes, but I have a list of songs that are getting ready to go, and they're mulling in my head, and they're, you know, I like to really, when we make an album, I just really want to make the best I can make.
Right.
So I'm not one of those guys that just pounds them out every year. I kind of take my time to really let each song come to its full fruition.
Yeah.
But they are definitely in the works. I mean, I'm praying, God willing, to get in the studio sometime this winter.
Yeah, and so, well, it's about quality, not quantity.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So as they say in the movies, you're getting the band back together.
God willing. Amen. The band's always ready to go. They're just a phone call away.
That's fantastic. He is Daniel Oberreiter. He is the lead singer of The Thirsting and ready to get out there and do an inspiring mission at your church. Again, you can get a hold of him on the website at comeholdmyson.com. comeholdmyson.com. Daniel, always great to chat with you. Thanks again, too, for your help on the Share-a-thon. We appreciated that. Your CDs, fantastic. So, hey, God bless you. Have a great summer, and we hope to see you on stage.
All right. Thanks so much. Good talking.
You too.